National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, presents Now Hear This, dramatic stories based on the personal experiences of those gallant men and women who embody the great traditions of a great service, the United States Navy.
If you shipped aboard with us during the past couple of months, you know that we've rehashed a lot of battle edge. Tulagi in a PT group, Tinian in a bunch of CBs, and Salerno in the USS Philadelphia. Now, if you aren't Navy, it might seem that a sailor spends all of his time at battle stations. However, that isn't exactly true. In fact, after 30-odd years in the Navy, I've come to the conclusion that a sailor's life is 20% mess call, 30% shooting the breeze, 40% liberty, and the rest cut up into odd jobs like sweeping down, stand and watch, and winning an occasional war. Now, a sailor's idea of heaven is called a 10-day leave. So if the crew has spent 4 or 5 months on a destroyer, and that destroyer gets 2 hours out of port and the word is passed, well, it sounds a little something like this.
10 days. 10 great, big, wonderful days.
Wait till my wife finds out.
What a way to spend the leave with your own wife.
You ever seen my wife, Al?
No.
I've seen it.
Hey, Cherry, let me use that shoe polish when you're done, huh?
Give it back to Tex. I borrowed it from him.
Yeah, he borrowed it from me.
I never knew 2 hours could take so long.
Where are you going to spend your leave, kid?
Home. This is my first chance since I joined up. Been almost a year.
Well, your family must be planning big things, huh?
Oh, nothing special.
I remember the first leave I had. We had a party lasted 3 days. Hey, Boots, let's not forget that tent spot I loaned you in Hawaii.
Yeah.
You made up your mind yet, Al?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to bum around New York.
And, Jerry, when I bum around, it's an art.
That invitation still stands. In fact, my mom will be disappointed if you don't come home with me.
Well, being a woman, naturally your mother will be disappointed. But I just can't see it. I'm going to do a little living. Besides, I'd like you to meet my girl.
You mean the one who never writes you a letter?
Yeah. Oh, kid, you've got a lot to learn about women. This girl of yours is playing footsie with some other Joe. You might as well get used to that idea.
I'll straighten everything out when I get home.
Hey, Al, folks want to hear that story you got from the Marine at San Diego.
You tell it to him.
We're going to have a lot of laughs.
In Buffalo?
Why not?
I wouldn't recommend it to a soldier. Jerry is a man who has traveled, who has been, shall we say, around. Buffalo leads the list of towns which have absolutely nothing. I got friends in New York.
Real good friends.
It's the Queen City of the Great Lakes. Hey, Slim, it's the Queen City of the Great Lakes.
Hey, you mean it?
It's got 27 public parks. Hey, Slim, it's loaded with nature lovers.
Oh, you're kidding.
It's 18 miles from Niagara Falls. There's a population of 700,000. And this is a picture of my twin sister. Hey, Slim, guess who's going to Buffalo?
It takes a while to get a ship secure, but finally everything is shipshape and the sailor gets his feet firmly implanted on solid ground. And as soon as he thinks it isn't going to heave out from under him, he starts for points east, west, north, and south. Everything from his thumb, a bus, plane, or a railroad train. This is the beginning of a 10-day leave, and it can't start soon enough.
The guy could get seasick on one of these things.
Relax.
Look who's talking. Relax. As our guys hit Iwo Jima were looser than you are.
I got a lot on my mind.
Well, I didn't think you were counting telegraph poles just for the practice.
Hey, Al, you know a lot about girls.
For this special talent, I was given the Navy Cross with 3 clusters and a lace garter.
I've been going with Peggy for about 3 years.
You told me.
We had a big fight when I decided to join the Navy.
Well, it doesn't make you exactly different. There's plenty of girls who... Where was I?
You were trying to decide whether you should make a play for the blonde, and then you saw her husband.
Big, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well,
it wasn't that Peggy didn't want me to join the Navy. I was acting the big shot. I told her that I'd be in for 6 years and didn't expect her to wait for me.
And she said, okay, if that's what you want, you can have your high school ring back.
Uh-huh.
You got a picture of this dame?
Yeah, my wallet. It isn't a very good one. We Took it the early part of last summer.
Hmm. Charlie, my boy, if this girl is sitting around mooning, she's probably got plenty of guys helping her.
Thanks. Can always count on you to keep me happy.
Oh, relax. When we get to your hometown, I'll steer you in the port.
I really shouldn't have any trouble.
Well, if you need the advice of a master, I am at your service.
You want to go back to the club car and get something?
No, I'm not thirsty. Are you done with that detective magazine?
Yeah.
Well, you go back to Captain Telegraph Falls. You read this story?
Huh?
There's a dame knocked off 7 guys in 5 years.
She married all of them.
Oh, that's different. Look how fat she is. Me, I like them built like... Which way is the club car, Jerry?
That way. But I thought you said you weren't thirsty.
I'll force myself.
Jerry, the food is great in the Navy, but Cookie can't hold a candle to your mother.
Are you sure you've had enough? You sure you wouldn't like another piece of cake?
Oh, ma'am, I don't think I could lift it, let alone eat it.
Now, Mother, don't force them. They've eaten enough for 10 men. Sit down and take it easy.
You're going to spoil us, Mom.
This is my chance to fatten you up. You look so...
Mom, I've put on 15 pounds since I joined the Navy.
Well, you still look skinny.
I think he looks swell.
Now, he can handle himself okay, sir. I remember we had a 3-day liberty in Panama. There was Tex, Slim, the kid here, and myself. Well, we blew off the ship at 2300.
Al, are you sure you wouldn't like another cup of coffee?
Oh, no, I've had plenty, thanks. Where was I?
You were just about to get Jerry into trouble.
As a matter of fact, it was me that he got out of trouble.
Either you boys like a cigar?
No, thanks, sir.
Jerry, something's worrying you. I can see
it. Now, Mother...
I'm okay, Mom, honestly. By the way, has anyone been asking for me?
Well, no more than usual. Mrs. Paul's boy wants to join the Navy. She'll be over tomorrow to see how you're doing.
I meant any of the gang.
Well, the boys at the club were asking about you. Say, we've got a father-son tournament coming up. And I've cured that slice, so maybe we can win the cup.
Oh, I'm a little rusty. I haven't swung a golf club in a year.
There isn't much room on a destroyer. A well-hit ball could send half the crew diving overboard.
Well, we'll see that you put in a couple of practice rounds. You care to play, Al?
I'll try anything once.
I'll go heat up the coffee.
How are things at the office, Dad?
Coming along.
What business are you in, sir?
The automobile business. I don't suppose I could interest you in our latest model.
Not unless it has a rudder and a keel. I still got 3 more years to go in this hitch.
You going to sign on again?
Well, I'm not sure. This is my second. Maybe I'll take what the Navy has taught me and make it pay. I'm qualified for 2 or 3 different jobs.
Well, the coffee's nice and hot. I'll set it on the table and you can take what you want.
I'll pour it, ma'am.
You going to spend all night around the house, Jay?
Well, guess so. Why?
I just wondered.
Maybe tomorrow or the next day I'll drop around to see the gang.
Sir, is it all right if I step out into the hall with my shipmate?
Of course.
Jerry, I'd like to talk to you for a minute.
Now, Al, don't start anything.
Jerry, I don't like to give advice, but there are times when it's needed.
Well, I'm doing all right.
You look sick. Just like you were coming down with the measles. Now, you run along and see this dame. I'll keep your folks company.
Well, maybe I will call her. Just to let her know I'm in town.
Oh, these amateurs. Look, Jerry, you've got the advantage on your side, the surprise attack. Don't give her a chance to set up a defense. Come in out of the sun.
It's nighttime.
Don't be so literal. Take it from me, kid. In a couple hours, you'll be back on the bridge running the whole deal.
Oh, I still think...
I'll see you later. Go on, shove off. Ooh, that boy sure did take a lot of coaxing.
Oh, boys, your coffee's getting cold.
Ma'am, Jerry had a little errand to run. A very important friend of his named Peggy.
Peggy?
And now, Mother...
You know something? It's wonderful of you to invite me here. I really appreciate it.
We want you to feel right at home. Do anything here, you do in your own house.
My house is a ship, sir. I don't have much family, except an aunt in California.
Well, you consider this your home.
And you've got a wonderful family. This is your whole family, isn't it?
Well, not quite. Jerry has a twin sister, Jane.
If I remember correctly, he did mention the fact that he had a sister.
Oh, you'll like Jane.
I'm sure I will.
Too bad she's out of town. She goes to college at Ohio State. Doesn't get a vacation for another 2 months.
I think I'm going to kill myself.
There are certain times in a Blue Jacket's life when the sailing is not exactly smooth. You plan on calm waters, you count on a voyage without any problems, when up pops a small typhoon. And then again, there are times when you just sail ahead into what looks like the smoothest of seas. But the sea being a restless body, odd things happen.
Anybody home?
Over here on the swing.
Hi, Peg.
Jerry. Jerry, what are you doing in town?
Got a 10-day leave, so I thought I'd come home. I just happened to be walking past, so I thought I'd see if anyone was here.
You look fine.
Thanks. You look fine, too.
It's been a long time.
Almost a year. In fact, the last time I saw you, you were sitting on the swing.
I know.
It's kind of busy the past year. Navy manages to keep a guy busy. Cover the whole Pacific. Been to Hawaii, the Philippines. Even saw Tahiti. Remember how we were going to run away to Tahiti? How old were we?
Young.
Yeah.
Your sister writes to me.
Writes to me, too. I didn't get much mail, though. Not as much as I expected.
I didn't think you expected much. If I remember correctly...
Hey,
Peggy, there wasn't anything cold to drink, so I'll... Jerry! Oh, Jerry, old son of a gun, it's great to see you.
Hi, Les. It's been a long time.
Honey, why didn't you tell me Jerry was out here? I didn't even know he was in town.
Well, neither did I. He just happened to be passing by.
Say, you look great in that sailor suit. Just great.
Thanks.
Yes, sir. Just great.
How long will you be in town, Jerry?
About a week.
Say, we'll have to see a lot of you. I'm taking a couple of weeks off. We can hit all the old spots. Right, Peg?
Of course. Like old times.
I don't suppose there's anything cold in the ice box.
No, just water.
I'll get you, Peg.
Oh, don't get up, honey. I'll get it. After all, I owe a lot to this boy. Why, if it wasn't for him and the United States Navy... Oh, you just sit where you are, Jerry. Yep, owe you a lot.
Still talks a lot, doesn't he?
Not as much as some people.
Ouch. I guess I had that coming.
Jerry, hasn't anyone told you?
The way he's blowing off, you'd think he's moved in. Mind you, I like Les, but he does sort of try and take over.
He has.
Huh?
We're going to be married this September.
Is that you, Jerry?
Yeah.
I can turn the light on. I'm not sleeping.
I know my way around this room. Go to sleep.
I've been staying awake long enough to tell you that I hate you.
Sorry.
Why didn't you tell me your sister was away at school? I spent the whole night playing casino with your mother.
Sorry.
Hey, what's eating you, pal?
I took your advice and surprised Peggy.
Hmm?
Well, she had a great big surprise of her own.
Come on, let's have it.
She's going to be married in September.
Why, it's only July.
I know the guy she's marrying. I'm dead.
Why?
Well, the guy drives a new convertible. Works in his dad's bank. Has dough, position, a future. And a 3-carat ring on my girl's finger.
So?
So what have I got?
Me!
America has a big heart. It is generally inconceivable in the American scheme of things that a sick or wounded soldier, sailor, marine, or airman should lack anything humanly obtainable which would contribute to his recovery. Yet this might happen, and here's why. The Korean campaign has gravely depleted the armed forces' supply of human blood plasma, and 270,000 pints must be donated monthly by Americans to assure our servicemen the greatest degree of safety in any given emergency. You see, the use of plasma and whole blood is a major factor in the reduction of the mortality rate among our wounded. The decline in this rate is most easily expressed in the number of men per 100 who died after reaching the most forward surgical hospital. In World War I, 8 to 11 per 100 died. In World War II, the number was reduced to 4.5. And in the Korean conflict, it reached an all-time low of 2.6 per 100. Remember, blood is life itself. and your blood can save the life of an American serviceman. Your Navy urges you to be a blood buddy to a man in uniform. Call your local Red Cross chapter right away and find out where and when you can make your donation of blood to our armed forces. And remember, it's so little to give and so much to receive.
The Navy teaches a man initiative. It teaches a man to do things. Prepares him for a civilian endeavor, so to speak. And naturally, if a problem arises, why, a sailor approaches that problem in the direct way that a sailor approaches any problem. He sends out his reconnaissance, maps his strategy, tries every form of battle action at his command, and, above all, is helped in his every move by his shipmates. Oh, yes, sir. No matter what the problem, a sailor can always count on his shipmates.
Please, Al, don't do me any more favors.
But I'm just warming up.
A little more help from you and she won't even look at me.
Sure, a few of my plans did get a little snafu'd, but those were only experiments. I'm just getting ready to swing my big guns into action.
Thanks.
Today we're joining them at the beach for a little swim.
Oh, no, we aren't.
But I gave my word.
Then you keep it.
Jerry, trust me, boy, trust me.
After last night?
What about last night? There we were, slowly cruising past the movie at about 3 knots when they came out. So we joined them for a drink.
And Les picked up the check. Sure made me look great.
Jerry, this is a point of honor. You've got to get that girl.
Get off my back.
What if it ever gets back to the fleet that Al the Magnificent was outmaneuvered?
It's happened before.
By a guy named Lester?
Are you all right, old man?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You better lie still for a little longer.
I'll be all right.
Yeah, sure, sure. Just took a little too much water. This fresh water doesn't agree with the sailor.
Come on, Peg. I'll race you out to the raft.
Right.
And to think that I had to coax you to come to Buffalo.
Well, how was I to know?
Battle tactics. You gotta be a hero, he says. You gotta make her look up to you.
How was I to know?
We'll go to the beach, he says. We'll go swimming and you'll rescue her. So what happens? She rescues me.
I'll stop pouting, Peggy.
Well, I just didn't think it was a nice thing to do.
You didn't expect me to let him win, did you?
Of course not, but you knew he hadn't played golf in over a year.
I didn't make him enter the tournament.
You didn't have to start giving him lessons. You did it just to make him look foolish.
Oh, relax, Peggy. Everybody had a good laugh.
Didn't they?
Besides, I bought a round of drinks. What could be fairer?
Let's change the subject.
Okay with me. Besides, I just wanted to show you how lucky you were that you didn't get stuck with him.
Better watch where you're driving, Lester. You're liable to run down that brass band.
I said I was sorry. What more can a guy do? Al, what do you say we pull out tomorrow instead of waiting until Sunday?
Huh?
In fact, there's a 10 o'clock train tonight. Gets us to New York at 7 in the morning.
Oh, you're just sore about last night.
Well, don't you think I got a right to be sore?
I said I was sorry.
Les finally has to be out of town for a few hours. I finally get to be alone with her, and then what happens?
You were alone with her. Say, just who do you think you are, the invisible man?
Well, you didn't have to pay any attention to me.
Oh, no. Who else could get a word in? You got so embroiled in how you single-handedly won the Battle of the Coral Sea that you forgot to get lost.
She was interested.
Whose side are you on, anyway?
Yours.
But that story is so fascinating, I'd love to hear myself tell it.
Where you been, Admiral?
I was tied up for a little while.
So that's all?
Yeah, and this big push you were blowing off about, it never happened.
Oh, you're too impatient.
I should never listen to you. Once I got to dance with her, just once, and then I looked like a jerk.
Well, how was I to know they were going to play those crazy South American things all night?
Al, for a guy who's supposed to have written a book, there's sure a lot of things you left out.
It's raining outside. Raining hard.
Well, there's no sense in hanging around here. Let's shove off. We'll stop and get a beer before we hit the sack.
Peggy and the creep gone?
Peggy and Les have gone. The creep is still here.
If I didn't know you were my shipmate, I'd think you were looking right at me.
Les, do something.
And just what do you expect me to do? Get out and push the car?
Can't you get the top up? I'm soaked right through.
It won't go up. It's stuck. S-T-U-C-K. The engine won't turn over because the car is stuck. I'll spell it again. S-T-U-C-K. Now, is that plain enough?
Yes.
The water won't kill you.
I suppose a car will be along soon.
Maybe Jerry will come riding along on a snow-white charger.
What was that for?
No, I'm not blind. Ever since that jerk got back to town, you've been acting like a...
Like a what?
I don't know.
It seems to me that you've gone out of your way to point him out to me. You've made him look like a fool every chance you've had.
Me?
Let's change the subject.
That's all right with me. Car's getting soaked. It'll take me a week to dry it out.
Maybe you'd like me to drape my jacket across the fender.
Now, who's being sarcastic? Boy, I've sure learned a lot about you since Jerry got back in town.
We back to that again?
Yes. We're going to stay on it until it's settled. I'm fed up with his hanging around. No matter where I turn, I find him.
He'll be gone in 2 days.
Good. Then maybe you'll start acting like a human being.
Les, I'm sorry if...
Now, don't start with the tears. I'm up to here now.
Sorry?
And don't pout. Look, there's a farmhouse about a mile back. I'll see if the guy has a car. You sit here and think. You'll see that I'm right.
Anything you say.
Yeah, you treat a woman too good and she's bound to get out of hand.
The vulgar, pompous, egotistical, of all the self-centered... Just sit here and think. You'll see that I'm right.
Something wrong? Anything we... Pay!
Jerry!
Come on, get in! Now, isn't this a coincidence? Where's the financial wizard?
I'm frozen. Les went back to a farmhouse we passed.
What happened?
The car stopped. It's stuck. S-T-U-C-K.
So why don't you take a look, Jerry? Well, I'll see what I can do. The heater's on. You'll warm up in a minute. You care for a cigarette?
No, thanks.
Jerry will see what's wrong. He's a genius on motors. He wants to be an electrical engineer.
Yes? I thought he wanted to be a bachelor.
Oh, he's learned a lot in the Navy.
You wouldn't know it from his performance this past week.
Well, I'll have to admit that the boy doesn't always take advice, but then he's a little young. It's wet outside.
Now, that was a clever line.
I can't figure it out. A couple of wires worked loose. Never seen it happen before. I tightened the wires, and oh, yeah, the distributor was loose. The motor turns over, but the top won't go up.
If it isn't too much trouble, Jerry, could you drive me home?
Sure. Then what are we waiting for? Let's move. We just can't let the car sit there, can we?
We can't?
After that storm you went through during the Coral Sea, this little rain won't hurt you one little bit.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Next time I'll be a hero in the Sahara Desert.
Safe and sound.
And quiet, too. You haven't said two words since I got in the car.
Well, as a matter of fact, I did a lot more talking than I should have last summer.
I know.
You better get in the house and change your clothes.
Oh, they're almost dry.
Like a cigarette?
If I'm not keeping you.
Whose turn is it?
What do you mean?
Don't be coy, Peg. You know what I mean. Every time we get along, we start taking cracks at each other.
Maybe that's the way it was meant to be.
Is that what you think?
I don't know.
I'm leaving the day after tomorrow, Peg. I haven't got time to play kid games.
I didn't know. I mean, if it's some kind of a game...
I'm still in love with you, Peg. Well?
What do you want me to say, Jerry?
Nothing. You finished with that cigarette?
You told me that once before, remember? And then you said that there was no sense in my planning on anything because...
I love you, Peggy.
You're leaving in 2 days.
I love you, Peggy.
I couldn't stand to have you toss me aside again. You rejected me once. How can I be sure? How do I know?
Got any other questions?
Jerry, this isn't fair. I'm engaged to Les, and I'm going to... I was going to be married in September.
Not all battle actions are fought at sea. But some of the most important are won on such fields of action as porch swing, front seat of a car, last row of a movie, or on a slow walk around the block. Yep, at sea and on leave, the Navy always uses the proper tactics at the proper time until the war is won. And then when the last battle is over and the job is completed, the complete action is talked out so that future sailors will benefit from the experiences of their shipmates.
Oh, what did I tell you, kid? What did I tell you? With my expert experience, you couldn't miss.
You'll wake up the folks.
Okay. Pass the cake, huh?
Yeah. Hey, have your mom send one like this every week.
We're going to be married in December.
You're married?
Of course.
Sure was a lucky break that Les's car broke down.
You're kidding.
Huh?
Oh, shipmate, let's give credit where credit is due. I've learned a little bit in the Navy myself. I had a hunch, but I didn't want to accuse you.
Oh, please don't kiss my hand. Just bow neatly from the waist.
Master, I bow.
Hand me the coffee, huh?
Yeah. Jerry, as is well known in the Navy, when it comes to women, I know everything. No matter what the situation, no matter the woman, Nell the Magnificent knows all the answers.
It must be your modesty that gets them.
No, John K. Anthony, Dorothy Picks, Harper, and Harriet, they're all amateurs compared to the USS Casanova.
Hey, who's calling at this time of night?
Well, good way to find out is to open the door.
Telegram. Sign here.
Hey, it's a telegram.
Somebody must be sick.
You talk like an old woman.
I'll leave. It's been cut short.
Oh, I don't think so. It's just addressed to you.
Well, in that case, supposing you give it to me.
Here.
I'm sick.
What's wrong?
Listen to this. Mr. Al Corwin, you are 2 months behind in your alimony. Signed, your wife. The dope. She doesn't even sign it.
Your wife? I didn't know you'd been married.
Only 3 times.
According to naval regulations, it's no disgrace to lose a battle, as long as you win the war. Well, Jerry had the situation well in hand, but Al was a difficult case. However, before we sailed for the Pacific, Jerry's sister met the boys in New York, and Al became a new man. Yep, tore up his little black book, ripped Lana Turner's picture off his locker, and proceeded to spend every off hour writing letters. Actually turned into the quiet, retiring type, no kidding. Bought a trinket in Panama, another in Hawaii, sent home a dozen presents from each port of call, and each one to Buffalo. Now, the town's a little inland for my tastes, but on my next leave, I'd like to see the Queen City of the Great Lakes. After all, it's only 18 miles from Niagara Falls, has a population of 700,000. And out of 700,000, why, someone is bound to have a sister.
National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, has brought you another in the series of dramatic incidents based on the experiences of the men and women in the United States Navy. In today's story, your narrator was Larry Haynes, and the cast included Elaine Rost, Charme Allen, Maurice Tarplin, Casey Allen, Jack Grimes, and Clifford Carpenter. The program was written and directed by David Harmon and produced by Chick Vincent and Cy Levine. Jack Costello speaking. Tune in again next week at the same time when the National Broadcasting Company will once again present...
Now, hear this.
Stay tuned for You Can't Take It With You, next on NBC.